Picture this. You're on the phone with a relative and they're talking gibberish. You suspect they're having a stroke. You'd call paramedics in their city for help, right? But what if that relative was in a city halfway around the world where they don't speak English? That's a situation that Pam Shanahan of Simi Valley found herself facing on Christmas Day. Her mother and her 93-year-old father live in Oslo, Norway.
My nephew had called to wish them Merry Christmas. He called me Christmas morning and said, I just talked to Grandpa and he's talking gibberish and I think he's having a stroke. I hung up with him and called my parents' house and my mom answered the phone and I said, is Dad okay? Now my mom suffers from dementia. She was like, oh yeah, he's okay. And I'm like, well, let me talk to him. And when I talked to him, I realized something was not right with him.
Shanahan got her mom back on the phone to try to get her to call Oslo paramedics for help.
I said, Mom, I go, you need to call for an ambulance. She said, why? And I go, Dad doesn't sound good. And she goes, he's fine. I go, Mom, he's not. I go, you need to call for help. And she said, oh, she got mad at me. And she said, oh, he's fine. I actually tried to call Norway Emergency. We got disconnected, and I was just frantic.
At a loss as to what to do after she couldn't get through to first responders in Norway, she called 911 here and was connected to the Simi Valley Police Department's communication center.
I don't even know what I was thinking. I was just thinking I got to hurry up and get help for him. That's all I was thinking, and I was hoping, you know, our 911 maybe could help.
It was a quiet Christmas Day morning when dispatcher Lauren Harkins received Shanahan's call.
I took the phone call from her, and she was just very hysterical. And, you know, we get hysterical callers all the time, but there was just something in her voice. My gut told me after I did my best to find a number online for her to pass along, my gut kind of told me that I needed to call myself just to be sure that help was actually on the way. So it was a good thing that I did because not only did she get disconnected, but when I was on the phone with the Oslo Police Department, I got transferred probably 5 or 6 different times, and it ended up being a 15-minute phone call.
Harkin says the Norwegian officials didn't understand what was happening at first and thought the call was a mistake, but she persisted, and they finally sent help.
It was just kind of a one-of-a-kind deal, and I didn't really think about what I did till after the fact, and you don't really think about it, you just do it. It's just part of, you just kind of your job. You do what you have to do.
Pam Shanahan says the doctors later told her help arrived just in the nick of time.
He didn't have a stroke. He had had a heart attack and pneumonia.
She and her son flew to Oslo. Remarkably, he recovered quickly enough that he was back home within a week.
I took care of him and my mom for a couple weeks out there, but he made a remarkable recovery. I talked to his doctor, and he said he can just do whatever he's done before. He's always been a really strong man. You know, he's a true Viking.
Public safety dispatchers usually don't hear the end results of the emergency calls they handle, but in this case, Shanahan was so grateful she wanted to thank Harkins in person.
It was a relief because of the fact that we don't really get to hear the end a lot of the time. Sometimes you go home at night and you think, what could I have done better? Did they live? Are they okay? How's their family? Things like that. And to know that something so serious turned out so positive, the word relief is an understatement.
And what does Shanahan have to say about Harkins?
She's an angel. She's my hero. I can't thank her enough. Just can't believe the whole thing.
Shanahan says what makes the story even more special is the fact that her father is alive to enjoy his 93rd birthday this week. And in 2 weeks, her father and mother will celebrate their 70th wedding anniversary. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.